going forth right now. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for this awesome opportunity to knock out the enemy once more. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. We are the ones that can do it too. And I praise you, Father, and I thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us, Lord. And I thank you for making us victorious in your name, Lord God. And I pray and declare that Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, because the Lord will cause our enemies, those who rise against us, to be defeated before, right before our eyes in the name of Jesus. And they shall come against me one way, and they're going to scatter seven ways, glory to God. And we praise you, Father, for that. And we pray and declare Luke chapter 10 and verse 19 that we have been given authority over all the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and nothing will harm us in Jesus' name. And I bless you, Lord, for the power that's in your word, the word of God, the only word. And we praise you for it. We take confidence in your word too, Father, because it tells us that you are a God who will fight for all of us. And at your command, a host of angels will come and defend every one of us. Praise God forevermore. Because in the middle of a battle, all we have to do is to know that we're not alone, that the angels are right there with us, that you're with us and battling for us, Lord. And we praise you for it. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity to once again come against the enemy and send him on his way where he don't need to be around us anymore. We thank you, Father, that he's going to get tired of getting whipped every time that he comes in and sneaks in and tries to do something. And we praise you for that, Father. And I praise you for preparing the way for us to walk in safety, fearlessly, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you for that, Lord. And it's the Lord himself that will deliver each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, because he loves us. And we, as we bring ourselves right next and close to him, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for that, allowing us that opportunity, Father. We thank you, Father, for being greater than anything we could ever ask or face. We praise you, Father, for what you're doing in front of us. We know that that giant has got to come down. And it ain't a giant when we look through your eyes, Lord. That ain't a giant. It's just a little bitty nothing. And we praise you, Father, that tonight's going to be victory for your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Y'all believe everything that I just prayed? Glory to God, yes, we got the victory. Praise God forevermore. Well, that's what I want to do right off the get-go. Some people here are coming under attack, and some of y'all may be coming under attack. And here's the reason why. The enemy knows that we're fixing to start a powerful prayer group here, and he don't like it. He's coming against our people, and we're not going to allow it. We just ain't going to allow it. In my Arkansas vernacular, we ain't going to allow it. The enemy ain't got a chance amongst God's folks. Amen. All right, I'm going to start out and ask y'all if there's any prayer requests that y'all need done before we get started in this prayer tag team match, I'm going to call it. Because we all like to stomp on the devil. Yeah, Barbara.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I got attacked today just out of nowhere. I was standing there picking up my cat, and I got hit real bad in my hip connected to my leg. I have no idea what that's about, but I've been struggling to walk all day today because of that. I rebuke it, and I don't receive it in the name of Jesus.
Is it pain, or do you know what
it
is?
Oh, yeah, it's pain. It's pain.
Okay. All right. So if that pain's gone, you know you're healed, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, in the name of Jesus right now, y'all, everybody focus on Barbara. Just focus on Barbara, nothing else. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that pain to leave Barbara's hip now. In the name of Jesus, you don't have a right there.
Amen.
I command you right
Amen.
Now that you go from her. In the name of Jesus, go from her. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father, she is healed.
Thank
now,
you,
Barbara,
Lord.
Get
thank
up and do
you,
something
Jesus.
You couldn't do before.
I'm doing it now. I'm standing up,
right,
and I'm stomping
God.
My feet.
Amen. You got it, sister. You
praise
got it,
Jesus.
sister. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. All right. Praise God. It's done, Barbara. All right, Benjamin.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
I got a prayer request. So,
Would you hang on just a second? Would somebody take these down so we'll know who got prayed for when they got healed? Okay, good. That's good. You going to pause?
so lately I've been under attack. YouTube has been trying to put its claws back in me again, and well, I'm not gonna confess it's a failing battle because it's already won, but it's been really eating at me lately because I've fallen to the temptations of watching YouTube for too long, and gets me away from the Word of God, and it gets me away from my prayer time, and I'm confessing it here, and I've been sticking on to my prayers by faith, but I want my brethren to come and help me with this.
All right. Well, God's fixing to get rid of that for you in the name of Jesus. And of course, you know that what he's going to do, he's going to give you the wherewithal to understand that you don't have to hit that button. Father, we thank you for giving him the strength and the boldness to keep away from all distractions from your word. And you, Lord, we're in these times now where we can't afford to get into that. And we praise you for it, Father. And I'm going to pray this for everybody that has this problem. In the name of Jesus, right now, we come against that YouTube distraction and command it to go. When that temptation comes to hit that button, I thank you, Father, that the button won't work and that they'll understand that it's you, Lord, that's keeping them from it. We praise you, Father, for doing that for Benjamin and everybody else that has that problem with YouTube or any other internet distraction. In Jesus' name, it is done by the power and the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. That overcoming power is already in you. And we praise you, Father, that it's going to be instituted this moment, right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to
Thank you.
God. Thank you, Father. Now, listen, during these prayer times, anybody else can pray anytime they want to. Go ahead, man.
One more. Sorry.
Yes. That's okay.
Just because it's the holiday season kind of coming up, and I know a lot of people are dragged into the holidays with their families and whatnot. Just want to have a general prayer for that because it's been
Okay.
kind of clinging on me a little bit. You know, all the Christmas cookies, the gluttony's kind of getting in there.
Don't say nothing about that. Go
Just a
ahead.
general for everyone. I think it's a bit of a contagious spirit to fall into, and
Yeah.
just for everybody, I'd like to start it, to be honest.
Sure.
Father God, it's coming to that time of season where people put up their Christmas trees, they put up their lights, and they do the Santa Claus stuff. But we know that this isn't something that's connected to you really at all. There is a hint of the birth of your son, but that isn't what it's all about. We all know where Christmas came from, and we all know what it supports. Lord, we just ask that you help us, that we don't delve too deep, and we stay strong in being weak to the weak, and that we don't get any condemning spirits or any sort of spirit that clings on to us during this I don't even know what to call it, these holiday activities that our families want us to attend. And we thank you, Father, for protecting us, and that we can have good testimony, and that we have good words with our family. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. Now, is somebody writing all these down? I hope. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure because I want to keep a record of everything that's prayed and the testimonies that come afterwards because there's going to be people coming back, coming around that want to know how successful we are with our prayers. I believe we're way up there. All right, Geneva, go ahead, huh?
Hi everyone.
Hi.
I just want some prayer. Me and Julie talked earlier today, and I've been sorry. I've been coughing like crazy, and it's probably been one of the worst like coughs I've ever had in my life, to where sometimes I feel like I can't breathe. And I, you know, Satan's been trying to tempt me with all of these thoughts, and I just keep casting them down. But you know, I feel like I'm battling that, and then also it's been making me really irritable, you know, because I'm still trying to take care of Micah, and then also being in my first trimester, just, you know, I just want all this uncomfort in my body to go away in the name of Jesus, and I want to feel complete peace, and I want this cough to be gone right now in Jesus' name. If y'all just pray, please.
Okay. All right. In the name of Jesus right now, Satan, you're on notice. You bow your knee right now and get out of Geneva. You don't have a right there. She is the holy temple of God Almighty, and you don't have a right in that room. Leave right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers her, and we boot you out of there in the name of Jesus. You're not allowed in that temple. You go and leave her and take all your symptoms with you right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, leave. Body be healed. Be whole in Jesus' name, Geneva. You're completely healed right now in the name of Jesus. No more coughing, no more sneezing, no more anything other than just perfect health in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that she's walking in divine health from this point on. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that she is full of energy and strength and
Amen.
vitality. And just the joy of the Lord is all over her and in her home, and Micah's well and Morgan's well, and that family's home is complete in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that no devil, no weapon formed against them is gonna prosper whatsoever in Jesus' name, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that it's done. And we rejoice with you, sister. Thank you, Lord. All of us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. She is completely free of that. That family is free of that, to not have to worry about it anymore. No fear of it coming on any of the rest of them. In Jesus' name, because it's gone.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Praise
Lord.
God. Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
The past few days I've felt off and on like a cold or something like that's trying to come on me, a little bit of a sore, raspy throat and congestion and sneezing now and then. And so I just rebuke this in the name of Jesus. I command all these lying symptoms to go. I don't receive you. You're not mine. It's nothing but a lie. And I command all these symptoms to go in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and thank you that I am healed, Lord, in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. She is healed, and we thank you for it, Father.
Amen.
Every part of her body is healed in Jesus' name, and
Amen.
nobody, and Merle ain't going to get nothing either. We
Amen.
cleanse that whole house, right? And we declare it clean right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Ooh, it's done. It's done. Hi, Katie.
Praise you, Jesus.
What we're doing now, if we're having spiritual warfare, anybody needs prayer, this is the time to do it, because we're, a lot of people are being attacked. So, yeah, Matthew.
Yeah, I want to come against this attack of the enemy against my family. The boys have been acting out and just kind of really unusual for them. And tonight, Shoshana choked on food twice. And that's not her. So we're just going to come against this enemy in the name of Jesus that's coming
Yes,
against my
kind of
family.
sit your little
We
McCormick
rebuke
on
you in the name of Jesus. This is the house of God. You've got to go from here, and you're going to leave them alone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That house is free of all demonic activity right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree and come after them. You're gone. Angels, we thank you for kicking them out right now in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father, for a hedge of protection around that household, not to allow anything in there in the name of Jesus. And Shoshana will not choke from this point on anymore in Jesus' name. Devil, keep your hands out her mouth. Glory to God. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
We break all witchcraft curses in the name of Jesus. Amen. Against the Stewart household in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your angels round about them and kicking every foul spirit out of that house and away from them and all and any rebellion in the name of Jesus must go. In the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. No more. Yeah, Patrick.
We've been experiencing a, it's like a heaviness or not really feeling sick, but not feeling good. It's just a heavy dullness, I guess you might say, and just leaves you really tired and you know, feel like you need to go to bed and go to sleep or whatever. So I think it's spiritual, quite frankly. And so tonight, in the name of Jesus, I just stand against this spirit. I cast it out of my family, my household. You have no right nor authority in my household. Leave me. Leave us now. I command wall of restriction around my house, around my family. You have no right to cross that. You are rebuked. You are rejected. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, that you've translated us out of this kingdom of darkness and placed us into the kingdom of the Son of your love. And we just love you, Lord. We praise you for your protection upon us and your salvation, your light, your strength. excuse me, the angels that stand about us, protecting us in the way. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your wonderful salvation. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with wisdom that we may recognize and understand and utilize the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but spiritual and mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And we thank you for your word, Lord. We just bless you and praise you for your life, your guidance, your protection, and your love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We put our faith together with Patrick and his family and consider it as done in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that their household is free also of any kind of burdens, some curses or anything else that might be spoken against them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right, Lana.
Hey, I'd like to pray for my sister Lily and her husband Dennis. They got rear-ended tonight. They have a 2-year-old baby and a two-month-old baby. I don't know who was hospitalized, but some of them were hospitalized tonight. So, Father God, I lift up Dennis and Lily and their precious boys tonight, Father God, and I thank you for protecting their lives. I thank you that they are unharmed, that they are going to be released from that hospital with a good report, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you show them favor with whatever needs to be taken care of with the vehicle, Father God. And I give you all the glory, Father God, for keeping them, Father God, because you are sovereign, you are merciful, and I know that you love this family very much, Father God. And Father, I also want to pray for myself against a spirit of rejection. I received the news, not from them directly, nor from my family directly, Father God. And these kind of instances leave me feeling lonely, hurt, and distanced from them. But Father God, I give you the glory that you're doing a work here. and that I was notified of this situation. And Father God, I can do the best thing that anyone can do is lift them up in prayer and leave them in your hands, Father God. And I thank you that I have joy and peace in my heart for them, Father God, and only the love of Christ living in me for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, that they don't know it, but they'll come running to her before it's all over. And we praise you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that everything that you prayed for those, that family that was in that wreck, that all those children are okay and mom and dad's okay. In Jesus' name, because we prayed the prayer of faith and we believe with her. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I also want to pray additionally. Theo and I have been praying for our boys, and I know you guys have been praying here locally. We've come under attack. The enemy's been using our boys against us. Last night it just reached such a peak that enough was enough, and it's been really looking much better today. And I haven't been home this evening. I was out running errands, but I'm believing that it was good. And I want prayer for our upcoming trip to visit family. The last time we visited, we came home and little Theo and I were struggling with spirits of rejection. And it felt like it took weeks to get through it. And so, Father God, I am praying for your blessing and your hedge of protection to surround each and every one of us as we head to visit family, Father God. We love them very much and we are very excited to see them again, Father God. But I pray for your mercy, for your discernment, Father God, for your strength to keep up the warfare, to keep a hedge of protection around the kids, around myself, around my beloved husband, Father God, as we visit. Father God, I forbid the spirits of religion, spirits of legalism, Father God, spirits of condemnation and guilt, spirits of rejection, spirits of the holiday, spirits of distraction and entertainment. Father God, I forbid all of this. Lusts of the flesh, Father God, I come against all of this, especially in my boys, Father God. I forbid the enemy from using our kids, from tormenting my kids, to use them to torment us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for a supernatural peace and rest that only comes from you, Father God. May we shine the light of Christ to everyone, the love of Christ. Give us an opportunity, Father God, by your grace to only share your love, your good news, Father God, with those that need to hear it, Father God. And may we only leave a light-filled, love-filled impression everywhere we go, Father God. I thank you for doing this for us. I thank you for doing this and so much more, Father God, in the coming days and weeks. I thank you for the victory that we have in our household. I thank you for restoration of peace and order, obedience, Father God, and the love of Christ filling each and every heart. In Jesus' name, I claim this and pray this. Amen.
Amen. We believe with her, and we know that she's going to have, they're going to have a great time up there. And they will be the light that they're looking, that the people up there are looking for. And we praise you for it, Father, that the boys and the family will come back with joy, peace, and rest in their heart. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing it. And I also want to pray for the Galchenko. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray for peace with Theo and his job. I praise you, Father, that no more of this late night stuff. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that it's going to be a lot better than it was this past week. And I praise you, Father, he's going to have less to do and more time with his family and with his larger UBM family. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Theo and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. All right, anyone else? I believe it's done. I know it's done because God said. Yeah. Let's everyone here pray in the spirit for Mariana. I think that's who it was, wasn't it? No? Let me look. Yeah, that was Mariana. Yeah. Or Isaac. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. He's on her phone. Okay, dope. Well, yes, we can. Everybody, let's just pray for Isaac. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we lift up Isaac to you, and we ask that you pray through us for him, for this malady. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus and the authority in that name, you are healed, Isaac. You are healed. The Lord says you are healed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, no more. Amen. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father. Amen. Receive it. Walk in it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now thank you for it. Glory be to God. No more. No more. In Jesus' name. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Marilyn.
I just praise the Lord that the Lord has lifted me up. I've been in quite the battle for the last 24 hours of kind of a headache and a queasy stomach. And I know it's witchcraft because it's the earmarks are chaos and confusion and brain fog. And, it's just the enemy trying to keep me from praying. And so I'm believing my beloved's been standing in faith with me, and the beloved Julie prayed with me earlier today that this is just all gone. And so I'm confessing that, believing that, just none of this. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and I plead the blood of the Lamb over us. But I also want to pray for our family. We have been all for some time been being but especially the last month or so, being plagued with insomnia and sleeplessness, and which just, then you've got exhaustion and weariness, and we don't receive that. Father, we just do not receive that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. And Father, you've given us Jesus who, you've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness in Christ Jesus. And he is our grace and he is all truth. The power of his life to, obey the word. And if we're in obedience to the word, Father, I believe that we're going to have more joy. So I am praying that for us. I do bind up and cast down all these assignments of witchcraft. And Father, as we come into this time of year, and even tomorrow, for us here in the north, we have the winter solstice, which is a high satanic holiday, witch's holiday. And for those in the southern hemisphere, it's the summer solstice. And also we've got the marauding holiday, pagan, Christian, so-called Christian Christmas, but it's not. It's just all at best paganism and religion. And we cast down all of the effects of that's going on. And And then we've got the full moon on the 26th. We've just got all this satanic stuff that we're in the midst of right now. But Father, it has no effect on us. We are hidden in the cleft of the rock. Our house is built on the rock. And when we come into these trials and these tribulations, Lord, we stand firm. We cast our burdens to you. You sustain us, and you will not suffer the righteous to be moved. So, Father, I just come against all these attacks against everybody, in whatever shape or form they are. We do not receive them. We cast them down. Father, I love that song, "The Battle Belongs to the Lord." And, Father, nothing can separate us from your love. And you're for us and you're not against us. And Father, Jesus told us in this life you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. It's the overcoming power of the Spirit of Christ in each and every one of us. Father, I just pray an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this group to strengthen everybody in the inner man. Lord, that your word promises that if we keep our mind stayed on the Lord Jesus, you're going to keep us in perfect peace. And Father, I pray and trust and believe for the power of your grace to do that. And Lord, I just thank you that we're not in this battle alone. And praise the Lord, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst of us. And Lord, that we all love each other. And we hear what our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through. And Lord, it just makes me love them more and want to pray and stand in faith for everybody. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the work you're doing in us, Father, the cleansing, healing, sanctifying, justifying, perfecting work of grace that you're doing in each and every one of us. Father, you are doing in us what we cannot do ourselves. And we just give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. And Father, I just pray that outpouring of the Spirit of joy, peace, and righteousness on every person here. Lord, just fill us up. Father, we all desire so much to freely give what we have freely received. Father, your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion, your forgiveness. To be that light that you've called us to be that salt. And what we have so freely received, that the Holy Spirit is working in us and the power of your grace, that it just flows out of us in ways that we just can't even fathom. And all to the glory of Jesus, that everything is to the glory of Jesus. Father, strengthen us in the inner man to walk worthy of the vocation unto which we've been called, to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and everything we need is going to be added unto us. Father, quicken the word in us. Make the word alive in us, that we know the word. We're in agreement with the word. We trust the word. We confess the word. We believe the word. We obey the word. We love the word and we live the word because the word is Jesus. So Father, just thank you for the work you're doing in everybody here, and just blessings on everybody here. We love you all so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. I want to pray for Marilyn and Barry and Pacey and their daughter. If y'all would, in the spirit, I'm going to lift them up in the spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I ask that you pray for us, for Barry and Marilyn and Casey, and I can't remember your daughter's name. Jenny, okay. In the name, I didn't forget, Lord of God, got the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, pray through us for all of them in Jesus' name, for this whole household. Mari masi telera makatara makatara masi telera bakora. Ari makatara masi telera makatara masi te. Ai ti tele tene me kuladara basu telera makande. Monti ti si si te madara basu. Latara makatara makuta telera masi telera makatara masi telera makide. Ari makuda tera masi telera makatara masi telera makora ma tatara masi te. Nodara masi telera makatara me apite telera makora ma tatara makatini na basu te. Latara macara massa, the heaven of a cooked in a macara massitilin, a macata, let the power of the God Himself, the light, be like a lighthouse going forth into this neighborhood that they're in, that they would draw people to you, Father God. And I praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that this household is so full of God's love, is so full of God's grace and His mercy. That people would be drawn to it like a bug to a light. And we praise you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord, for it. And I praise you, Father, for this great, mighty family here. That's been such a blessing to the UBM family. And Lord, we just ask that you bless them mightily, mightily in every need that they have in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that it is done. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Y'all believe that? And glory to God, it is done. Praise God forevermore. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. For our friends and our brothers and sisters. Glory to Makara. Thank you, Father. Ooh, thank you, Father. That was a good one. Thank you, Father. Okay, pray for Anna. Okay. All right, we lift up Anna to you right now. And we come against all of these attacks of the enemy against this family. The attacks of depression, go right now. The attacks of self-hatred, condemnation, and insomnia, go from this family. For all who are experiencing this. This enemy, leave that house right now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you pray through me, through everybody here, for this family. In Jesus' name. Matri Bakormandi, Latere Bekitendere Boso, Dabana, Dana, Dana Bakotama. You get your hands off this family right now in the name of Jesus. I command it by the power and the blood of Jesus. This house is free from all attacks from the enemy. All witchcraft curses spoken against it are called out as null and void right now in Jesus' name. No more. No more attacks in Jesus' name. I command every one of them to go in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, for your angels that are standing round about that house right now as a wall, as a hedge of protection of fire against the enemy. And I praise you, Father, that it is a noted house that the enemy steers clear of it from this point on in Jesus' name because they're tired of getting whipped in Jesus' name. And I praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You have ceased your attacks for the last time in Jesus' name. No more. No more in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that it is done. Everybody believe that? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And I believe it and I know it's that way. In Jesus' name, we declare and decree it. Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. Yeah, it's done. Okay, Geneva. Oh, my. Thank
I just Jesus. Want to add on to that for Anna.
Sure.
Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that Anna is happy and she is healed, Lord. And we just cast down condemnation Father, and I just thank you, Lord, that she is healthy and she is whole. And I thank you, Lord, that she is going to have sweet sleep in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father, for these babies sleeping perfectly and soundly and having sweet, precious little dreams about you, Father. And Lord, I just pray that Anna and Matt get great sleep at night, Father. And when they wake up, Lord, they feel completely rejuvenated and happy and ready to seize the day and be thankful for all that you do in it. And Lord, we just cast down any strongholds or any word curses, any condemnation, and any lies. And they have to be gone in the name of Jesus. And we command sweet sleep in Jesus' name from this point on.
Yep, we do. Because the Lord has told us that he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Sleep is a spiritual blessing, Lord of God, and we thank you for it, Father. All right, anybody else? Tarabasite. Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, so the last few months on and off, there's been so many physical attacks of pain, and I just had a few weeks of peace, and then it's been really, really hard the last week or so. And so I just want to confess that I am healed and that these attacks need to cease in the name of Jesus, and that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to doubt, because everything has been taken care of and handled at the cross. And I just want to confess that I'm not condemned, but I am loved by God, and that there's no reason to feel any condemnation. And I just rebuke any condemnation lies from the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that my mind would stay aligned with the word of God and nothing else, that it wouldn't go into any unbelief or doubt or fear, but that my mind would just be aligned totally with Jesus and with his word. And I just thank you for this, God. I thank you that all of these attacks and trials have been used for good by you, Father, that you are using them to grow me and to pull me closer to you and to deepen my relationship with you and to deepen my trust in you, Father God. And I thank you for that, because I know that there's going to be amazing fruit coming from it, because that's what you do. You work all things together for good. And I just thank you so much for that, Father God. And I thank you for the amazing testimonies that are to come from this, Father. I declare, by the blood of Jesus, I am healed, delivered, and set free from any and all power of the enemy right now, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. That's your household, Katie. That's your household. Glory be to God. That's everybody's household. Glory be to God. Ooh, my. Man, I feel like getting up and dancing. Anybody else? Yeah, Julie.
I think Cheryl was ahead of me, and then I'll go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Cheryl. I'm sorry, I didn't see her. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, I was just raised it. Julie was ahead of me, but if she wants to go ahead, she can, but I'll go if she wants to wait.
Y'all quit. Nope. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, I want to confess that I had fell into some fear of man and unbelief and doubt and worry and anxiety through this trial that I'm going through. In this lawsuit, and I want to confess it as sin, and I don't want it. I'm casting it out, and I'm believing the word. His word is truth, and I don't want to add to or take away. And I want to stand firm and believe that that he has delivered me, he has provided for me through all this, and that I'm praying for a great testimony. And I'm breaking and casting down, how do I put it? That God doesn't love me because of the way, I was raised up. And I'm going to break that generational curse, and also the curses that they put on me that I have to, do works to be loved and accepted. And I'm believing that Christ loves me, and he has given me, he has took my old life and everything and has given me his life.
Amen.
And I pray for all the people that are coming against me. I'm praying for their salvation. I love them and I forgive them. I know how wicked the flesh is, and I have been a horrible person, and I needed a forgiveness. And so I forgive them, and I know how hard it is when you're wrapped up in the flesh and you don't have no hope in Christ. So I just pray that God will be merciful unto them and to forgive them for the things that they've done for me, I don't want nothing that they've done to me, that the trial that they have put me through, because they have done so much for me spiritually in the eyes of God. And I want to thank the Lord for that trial and that, all the cleansing, but I also don't want him to hold it against them. So I'm asking for forgiveness and mercy, and I'm praying that God will bring them into the fruit of Jesus unto salvation.
Amen.
And
Amen. I'll tell you something, Sarah. We've all loved you ever since we've known you. We've known you for a long time. Glory be to God. You're our sister. I've been praying for you.
Well, I've been drawn out of the
12 years.
Pits of hell, I can tell you that. And there's so much I've been ashamed of, but I'm so thankful. It's just been a miraculous everything, you know,
yeah,
for him to do the work that he's, where I came from until now. I still have a lot to go, but I'm still holding fast to the promises. And I want to take hold, grab hold of everything that he gives me, that, and I want faith for it. And I want it for my children and my loved ones and for my family at UBM. And, you know, it's the word is sweet, but it's bitter to the stomach because of the, things that's going to come upon the earth and what we think we're peace and safety, but yet there's destruction. And there's so many that are, they think they're going to make it into heaven and they're not going to. And I just praise the Lord that he has opened up my eyes and my heart. And I just pray that he brings me up into a matured daughter of God. I don't know if it's, there's no sons, but when the Bible talks about sons of God, that's kind of a question I had, that the daughters, I mean, we don't have the authority that the men do. And I understand that. But if we say sons of God, that's not being a Jezebel or anything, like trying to take that place or be the man child. I don't want to be the man child. I want to be who God, the bride, or if I can go to hundredfold, I want that. But I mean, do women? Okay. Well. Yeah.
You just strive for it. He said, run after me with all your heart and everything else will fall into place, girl. That's all you need to do. And I'll tell you what, sons of God, we're all one in Christ, right?
Right.
That's what he's talking about. One in Christ.
Okay. Okay.
You can go the hundredfold if you want to. And I hope you do.
I hope and pray I do too.
Yeah, just run after him and you'll do it. Amen. We love you, Sarah. And we know we're praying for you. We already know what the end result is. You win.
Amen. It's been done at the foundation of the world. It was spoken into existence when God created everything. So need to rest in that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, and I love you all. Y'all are a blessing to me. And I praise the Lord for y'all.
Amen. All right. Yeah, that's good, Stephen. Stephen says, Galatians 3:28 says, when it left me. There can be neither Jew nor Greek. There can be neither bond nor free. There can be no male or female, for you're all one man in Christ. So there you go. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Julie, go ahead. Thank you, Stephen. Good to see you, brother.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Cheryl. God bless you, sister. You're an overcomer. Praise God. Yes, you've got Jesus has this all for you. It's all wrapped up. You're gonna bring a lot of glory to the kingdom, to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. You too.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. You've blessed me, and I thank the Lord for you.
Well, you bless me. Praise God. That's what we do. That's because we're all one. I love you more. I would like prayer of agreement for patience, endurance, and to stay in the rest in the trials that I'm going through. I have been prayed for and for various things, but as like a lot of you are going through trials, getting hit with witchcraft, and I have been too, and the enemy just has to give up because we already win. But I just agree that I am strengthened in the Lord and I endure in patience, and that the stuff that the enemy is doing is already done and gone and removed from my home and my body, and that I have complete peace and rest and able to endure all of this. I'm repeating myself, so that's really all I need prayer for. I don't want to repeat myself anymore. Thank you, Lord. Take that away from me too. I love you, Father. I praise you. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters who all love me and accept me in Christ, and that we're all in one accord. We're all one person in Christ Jesus. We're all one body, and that we fight for each other. We do warfare for each other. We rejoice with those who rejoice. We weep with those who weep, and we stay strong in the Lord. We keep lifting each other up, and we keep encouraging each other, and we keep holding each other accountable to each other. That's why we come together. And I thank you for each and every one of my sisters and my brothers in Christ, and that your anointing be upon all of them, and that we all endure. And we all endure in our trials, and we all overcome the evil one. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We put our faith together with Julie. We count it all as good, as everything has been spoken has already taken place. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing to Julie. We praise you, Father, that the end is near. Praise God. Thank you, Father. If we just come into it, we praise you for it, Lord. Amen. Thank you for my sister. She's a wonderful blessing. All right. Anyone else? Andrew, I didn't call you Ben. Praise God.
I got a vision or a dream the other day. I was sitting in a classroom, and there was a woman sitting beside me, and this other woman came down, and well, she was seducing me, and I reached over to the other woman and said, don't leave. Please stay here and help me. So I believe this has a lot to do with our prayer today. So I'm just going to pray against any. I've already experienced some of this, so I think I didn't fail. I passed the test, and I'm thanking God for the warning for me on this seducing spirit. But I just want to pray just in case any more of it comes or tries to come back. There was a couple other things that happened there. So I pray against any seducing spirits, Lord. I cast them down. I ask, Lord, that we would be ready and recognize them. I pray against any spirits of rejection or fear of rejection, Lord. I pray against the spirit of criticism and condemnation, Lord. I pray against these spirits that you know you're being attacked, but you got nothing you can say. And Lord, we recognize the attack of false teachings and false prophecies, Father. And we know when they're spoken to us that we would recognize these things also, Lord. And I pray, Lord, against them, and I cast them down. Cast down all these imaginations or reasonings against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. And we will have the obedience. We will have the fire to put out this this attack that comes upon us, upon our flesh, that our flesh will burn up. We recognize these attacks when they come against us. We get that inner feeling or whatever it might be, Lord, that this is an attack. This will not prevail. But sometimes, Lord, we get a brain fog too, you know, Lord, in the midst of it. So we need that to go away also. And finally, Lord, I do pray against and agree with everyone here against this spirit that makes you tired and puts people to sleep, Lord. A tired laziness, a sluggishness, Lord. And I pray against that, Lord. I pray against any spirits associated with that. Any dark spirit or wicked spirit that tries to come around, Lord, we're just going to stamp it down. We're going to stamp all over these serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, because we have authority in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we speak the oracles of God. We speak as though God was entreating us. And to speak these words, even words for reconciliation, for people to be reconciled to God. And Lord, we are your mighty warriors. We have our helmet of salvation on. And stand still. And see the salvation of your God. For if he places you in Migdal, he will bring about the rescue. If he puts you through the wilderness, you will be able to see the Dathans and the Bambirams and all those people, Lord. We would come against them. And Lord, those who can be spared, you spare, Lord. Keep us on our journey right, on the right path, even according to your word, Father, that you would keep our foot straight and lead us in the path in the straight and narrow. In Jesus' name, oh, we pray, you will lead us to this straight and narrow, and we will find it. When we find this straight and narrow path, Father, you will guide us down this path of salvation, and our salvation will be surrounding us. We'll have our helmets on good. It'll touch down to our ears, and we will hear you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I believe it too with you. Praise God. It's gone. Jesus' name. We pray against the powers of darkness that's coming against us. And we thank you, Father, that they are gone. And we uproot every plan that they've ever had against us and command them to be null and void right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we praise you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. No more. Enemies, no more. Is anybody else? Glory be to God. Enemies on the run. He can't get away now. They're on my left. They're on my right. They're ahead of me. They're behind me. They can't get away from me now. Glory to God. We got them. Go ahead. Somebody raised a hand. Joe.
I'd like a pair of agreement and part of his confession. I was catching myself yesterday morning while praying. I'm not in a hurry. Sometimes I think of all the people I have to pray for, and I pray too quickly. And sometimes I pray for people, well, not something, yesterday morning, I pray for people that I shouldn't have, because I'm not sure what to pray for. I just have to pray for that. So I just have to confess that. And Lord, thank you for the grace, for your mercy. And no, I'm not in a hurry on anything with prayer. It's time with you. I think I have to Well, I know I have to slow down, write it down, which people I have to pray for and which not. Thank you, Lord, for not making mistakes for people I should pray or I should not be. Thank you for leading me. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for the time with my family. Peace, peace, everybody. Hope we know our prayers is answered. You're our Father. You're our God. You sent your Son exchange to be here. New creations to live for you. It's the only reason why we have. Thank you, Father, for Christ in us, for our glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We hook our faith up together with Joe, and we know it's done already. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Thank you, Father. And as far as the chemtrails, I'm going to pray a prayer, and I don't want anybody, you know, as long as you're alive, consider these things a threat to you, because they're not. You walk under, like Julie put over there in Psalms 91. We walk under. We don't have to fear anything. We don't fear them. We walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. I command these everywhere we go, that anything that's sprayed on us is neutralized because of the power of the blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that it covers all of us as we walk, breathe, clean, clear air. Nothing can come into our, yes, Judy, nothing unclean can come into our bodies. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And if everybody believes it, you'll walk in it then. You'll walk in that divine health that he wants you to walk in. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We don't have to fear anything. Who lives in us? We're new creations. Jesus lives in us. When Jesus lives in us, nothing can hurt us. There's no fear. Yeah, Missy.
Everything that we eat and drink, anything that touches our bodies, goes into our bodies, no matter where it came from, is purified. There's no harm in it in the name of Jesus. And we don't even have to fear about that or worry about that in Jesus' mighty name. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, that we have the power to declare everything is pure in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Everywhere this temple goes, God goes. And when God Amen. Goes, there's nothing but clean air and clean food and clean drinking water.
In Amen. Jesus' name,
we praise you for it. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And I believe that. I believe that. I don't worry about none of it. David don't either. I've seen he make stuff that I wouldn't even look at. But that's okay. That's just David. He'll do it just to try to get me to try it. And him not liking it at all. he loves to do that. All right. Anybody else? Got a prayer request. We ain't through. There's some more. Got to be prayed for. I got another list over here. Glory to God. This is for the locals here. Do y'all mind praying with me for the locals also? Since we got some here. Hey, Debbie. Did you get that thing I sent you? To whichever email I sent it to? Okay, good. Did it work for you? Okay, good. All right, okay, great. I want to pray for David and Alina. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against this witchcraft attack against them, against that baby, that newborn baby. I command the hands of Satan off of that child and out of that house right now in the name of Jesus. They are bought by the blood of Jesus. They ain't putting up with it, and I ain't either. In the name of Jesus, devil, you get your hands off that family right now. You leave them in Jesus' name. You spirit of infirmity, go from that family right now in Jesus' name. You ain't got a right there. You go right now in the name of Jesus. Every symptom that's contrary to the word of God, leave that family right now in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that Hadassah is whole and healed right now. David is whole and healed. Every one of those children are whole and healed. And Alina is whole and healed in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for complete destruction of the enemy out of that house. And I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, that this night they are healed in Jesus' name. And they're going to wake up in the morning with supernatural strength and energy and complete healing in their bodies in Jesus' name. And I praise you and glorify you, Father, that it is done by the power and the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, anybody else want to pray? It's done then, right? Thank you, Jesus. It's done. All right, let's look up Angelica. She wanted us to pray in the spirit for her. She's got a couple of things that she wants us to pray for, but we're just going to pray in the spirit and let God do it, okay? Father, we lift up Angelica in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you pray in the spirit for her, for everything that's bothered her. And I thank you, Father, that the things that needs to be gone are gone, and the things that needs to stay are solidified and stayed in her in Jesus' name. And that's the word of God. And I praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for praying through us for Angelica. Everything that has hindered her walk with you, leave her right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, leave her right now that has hindered her walk in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for solidifying the word of God in her and for her to start confessing it. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for her in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that everything that she has experienced in her spiritual mind is back on track. And I praise you for it, Father. Not only that, her body that has experienced any kind of infirmity is healed right now in Jesus' name. And that I speak strength and energy into Angelica right now in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, get out of her apartment and don't go back in there in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that from this point on, she's going to praise you and thank you for the work that you're doing in her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that with me? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. Praise God forevermore. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Angelica. Glory be to God. I believe it. Okay, praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, let's lift up Brandy in the name of Jesus right now. I command this spirit of infirmity that's trying to come on him. You bow your knee right now and get out of him. You go from him in Jesus' name. He's a child of the living God. You ain't got no right in that body of his. So I've commanded you by the power of the blood of Jesus to leave right now. Leave him. I take authority over you that the Lord gave us in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Go from him right now in Jesus' name. I said go right now in Jesus' name and don't come back. And I thank you, Father, that all the symptoms are gone with it in Jesus' name, that he walks in divine health from this point on. In the morning when he wakes up, or tonight, when his head hits the pillow, he's going to fall asleep and not awaken until in the morning. And I thank you, Father, that he's going to be completely healed, delivered, and set free, and full of energy and strength in his body. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. Does anybody else want to pray? Y'all believe that with me? Amen. I believe it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. Yes, Julie.
I'd like to add just a little bit to that too. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for our brother Brandy, Lord, and we lift him up, Lord, for encouragement and that he not accept any lie of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that all the doubt, unbelief, and everything that he's believing for coming against his faith, Father, we bind and cast all that down, Lord, that you give him, put it, you know, keep that helmet on his head, Lord, and that he knows and with all certainty that Amber's back. And this is that he's on that timeline and he's not going to be discouraged by anything that the enemy tries to discourage him with because they're all lies and he knows it. And I thank you, Lord, for lifting him up, Lord. And he's full of faith and he's full of joy and he's expectant every day to see her. We thank you, Lord, because we are. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that our prayers always get through to you, Lord, and they are answered in Jesus' name. There's nothing that stops our prayers. There ain't no rock up there that stops it. There ain't no wall up there to stop it. That we have a clear channel through the Lord in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, because we know that you love us and there is grace and mercy upon this fellowship. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. Every prayer answered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And I thank you, Father, that the people that have been prayed for do receive their healing. Receive whatever it is that we prayed for in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, it is done. Praise God forevermore. And I thank you, Father, for great and wonderful, mighty testimonies coming forth from your people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Now I pray for the missionaries over in Africa, in the name of Jesus right now. Father, I ask and I pray that your Holy Ghost fills every one of them, Father God, that you would baptize every one of them with your Holy Ghost, Father, with tongues and the gifts in operation in Jesus' name, with that overcoming power. Praise God. And I thank you, Father, for doing that for them. And I know, Father God, that your angels are working amongst them right now, even as we speak. And I thank you for it, Father. We come against the enemies that have come against them. We block every attempt of yours to put witchcraft curses upon them or try to switch them around, get them confused in the name of Jesus right now. I command those angels to be around about them. Keep them straight in Jesus' name. They're only new Christians, but we know, Father God, that they're yours. And we thank you, Father, for your protection upon them, provisions for them, and your Holy Ghost to lead and guide them in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray for them? Yeah, Missy.
We forbid spirits of faction sneaking in, spying spirits, slander spirits, backbiting. We just command all that out of their midst. We forbid them to attack in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for giving Benjamin great wisdom and discernment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And knowing the authority that he has, Lord, and taking it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that not one spirit of faction will remain in their midst in the name of Jesus, and they will be free and love one another, Lord, and that no weapon formed against this Benjamin and all them there in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. And Lord, I lift up the people over in the Middle East, the missionaries you have over there. And I praise you, Father, for bringing to them provisions. Thank you, Father, for your protection upon them. Against, just like Bishop talking about the faction, no more. Not going to be any of that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for strong leadership full of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name over there. And I thank you, Father, that the money to get the books out is already there. The angels are getting it out, and I thank you, Father, we're going to see a revival over there and in the Africa also, in Jesus' name. Great, big revival in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your protection upon them too. No more killings, no more none of that. But I thank you for the resurrection that's coming in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. Here too. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe.
I just want to pray, Lord, thank you for last couple of weeks. We got very, very little load shedding. Thank you for giving us electricity. Thank you for doing it. Let it be a constant thing. No load shedding. Thank you for working with us. Thank you, Father God. Praise you, Lord of Praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Ben, you writing all this now? Okay, good. I'm going to fix and pray some more here. In the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, Lord, in the days ahead that you're going to provide all the necessary components to keep things going here locally and over here where my brothers and sisters are as well. And I thank you, Father, for getting the people here that needs to be here in a safe and protective manner, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for that. Not only that, Lord, I praise you and I glorify you for David. And I ask, Father, that you continue your protection upon him. I thank you, Father, for giving him great and bold wisdom. And I thank you, Father, for giving him that boldness to speak out the things that he needs to speak out and give him discernment over everything that he's doing. He's doing things, Lord, that is just mind-boggling and wonderful. And I praise you for it, Father. I glorify you for doing that for my brother. And I thank you, Father, that the time is coming for him to be anointed and your man-child ministry be anointed. And it's going to be an awesome, awesome time, Father, after that, because I know that the bride will be anointed right after that, because the man-child's coming down to anoint the bride. And we praise you for that, Father. Glory be to God. I ask for your protection upon the bride. I ask, Father, that your bride always know that they are part of it. It's by faith. And we praise you and thank you for that, Father. Just like the man-child ministry is by faith. You believe it, you've already imagined it, and you're walking in it, just like Jesus did. And I praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for all the wonderful people that is going to be in the bride, protected throughout this whole 7 years, but protected for one reason. That's to get the gospel out and disciple the ones that are coming into the kingdom. And I praise you for it, Father. Everybody's got a job to do. It's going to be a quick job. It's going to be 7 years, going to go by fast. And I praise you, Father, that you're going to have great and wonderful testimonies when we get up to heaven and sit on each other's back porch and talk about it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yeah, Geneva?
I just got a text from Marissa, and I was asking her how everything's going with Jesse, and she said all they're needing to see is him just gain a few pounds, and he can go home. So I just want us all to pray in agreement that this baby is going to hold down his food, and he is going to gain some serious weight in the next few days, and they are going to go home. So I'll pray if y'all just believe with me. Father, Lord, you know how long this trial has been, Father. And Lord, you've blessed Marissa and Jared to persevere through it, God, with your strength. And Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Jesse, you hold down your food. You're not going to vomit anymore. And you are going to gain weight rapidly and in a healthy way in the name of Jesus. And you are going home. And we mean it. And there ain't going to be any more strongholds or any more setbacks or any more wishy-washy stuff. You're going home in Jesus' name. And we speak it and we believe it with all of our hearts, because this baby belongs at home in his mama's arms and no one else's. They're at that hospital, just his mama and his daddy. And I thank you, Father, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe it too. Thank you, Father. That Jesse, you keep that stuff down. You gain weight quickly. We believe it. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name. Fat and fine. That's what we're looking for. Fat and fine. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Julie.
Thank you, Father. We just praise you and thank you, Lord, that whatever is causing this vomiting is taken care of and removed right now. We loose the angels to do that in the name of Jesus, that this is not going to be a problem anymore. And we break every curse that's been spoken over him as well in the name of Jesus. We bind up and cast down, break off of him all the effects of pharmakia in the name of Jesus, and any residual effect from the drugs that have been going into his little body. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've got him healed completely, as we've all been agreeing, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for the next text message we get from our sister Marissa, as they've given him a discharge date and he's coming home. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, God, and your power that works through our prayers, Lord, our prayers of faith. And we just thank you, Lord, for doing it, and that you get all the glory, and they're going to have a wonderful, awesome testimony. And we're going to see him alive here, Lord, all together, happy and laughing and having a good time with us. Father, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Is Jesse feeding on Marissa now?
I'm not really sure. I know they've kind of tried, but okay. He is getting her milk. She's just having to pump. And yeah. I'm not totally sure how they're giving it to him, but I'm believing that when he gets home, he's just going to start nursing too.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Jesse, you go and latch on to your mama right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. And he's not going to throw up now another time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It is done. Thank you, Father. Your angels are there right now. Minister to little Jesse. And I praise you for it, Father. Your Holy Ghost is ministering to Marissa and Jared in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that they are thanking you right now for that baby Jesse going home tomorrow in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Lana.
I just want to come against in prayer the bad report from the doctors. Having been a mama myself, and all the terrible things they can tell you about why your baby can't or won't or will not or whatever else they like to say. So, Father God, I come against every bad report from the doctors against little Jesse and his ability to nurse naturally with his mother. Father God, I come against all tongue tie reports. I come against all physical inability reports, Father God, all latching, bad reports on latching, Father God, and whatever else they think is going on over there, Father God, and that he needs this and he needs that and he will never do this or he might not be able to do that. Father God, we cast down these bad reports in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are God and you are sovereign and you are above the thoughts, the plans, and the wills of man and these carnal doctors, Father God. We do not receive these reports. We intercede on behalf of Marissa and little Jesse, and we call it all null and void. Father God, we thank you that by your supernatural will, little Jesse is interested in nursing. He is latching and he is receiving the best nutrition that this world can provide, which it's not from this world, but it's from, Father God, the perfectly created human of a woman made to nurse her baby and child. Father God, I thank you that this is already done in Jesus' name, Father God, because you promise that you are providing the answer before we even ask. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are sovereign, you are God, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's done. Thank you, Father. Jesse, you go home, boy. In Jesus' name. Fat and fine. And we agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? How many of you know that we've burst through any kind of barriers that might have gone above us tonight to try to hinder our prayers? It's gone. I don't see it gone. It's gone. Nothing there. Please, God. Lord, we pray for President Trump right now. We lift him up to you. We come against all enemies that tried to kill him, trying to hinder him, trying to keep him from that office. And I praise you, Father, that you have already lined it out. He's walking in it, and I praise you, Father, that it is done. Thank you, Father, that Trump is going in there and Biden's going home, wherever that is Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father, for bringing down all of this corrupt political mess that's in Washington, D.C., and I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for exposing all the corrupt judges, district attorneys, DOJ, three-letter agencies, and everything in the government, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that we're going to at least have 3.5 years of relative peace under Donald Trump, because he's your man for the hour right now as far as the head of this country. And we praise you for it, Father. You told us that, and I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God for your protection upon him and all the people that have surrounded themselves with Trump and believe the same. Lord, we praise you for that. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, for his salvation, too. I thank you, Father, for granting repentance to him, bringing him into the kingdom. And I break the power of all New Age thought in him to leave right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, he's going to. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. And I believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Benita.
Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for all my brothers and sisters in Christ at UBM here that just hearing these prayers and just we're all definitely in the wilderness, and that's where the Lord's pulling us through and we're pulling together. And I just want to say, enemy, you can't have my family here at UBM. They belong to the Lord. Can't have them, Lord. You mean, enemy, you just can't. And Lord, we just pray for all our children and our husbands, our unbelieving family, Lord, that we just have confidence and no question of the promises that you've given us, Lord. And we know they're coming in. And Lord, just bring it happen quickly so that we can have these wonderful in-depth conversations with them about how awesome you are, Lord. Just do a quick work there, Lord, that our kids and our family will just come right in. And Lord, I just praise you. I was walking in the woods yesterday, and I just like Barbara was saying, I was just attacked out of the blue. My knee just felt like a bone popped out or something, and just hurt so badly. I thought, how in the world am I going to get back? And I just started attacking that enemy like nothing. And I was like, this is not allowed. And it happened once before, and I did the same thing, and I was like, no, I can walk. I'm fine. And I walked back home, no problem. I was just able to overcome it. So, Lord, Christ in me just went to work. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. God is so good to us. The enemy tries everything. He gets whipped every time he tries it.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. All right.
I just also, just any witchcraft and anything coming on my husband, on Frank, just Lord, we just rebuke that right now. There's no pain. There's just give him wisdom, Lord. Just fill him with your wisdom and the truth, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Anybody, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask somebody else to pray for our families. Who wants to pray for our families? Nobody wants to pray for our families? Okay, Missy. You may not be ashamed of yourself.
I praise you and I thank you, Father, for your promise of household salvation. I command every spirit that's blinded their minds to go from them, deaf and dumb spirits, mute spirits, and then even Jesus, you go from every one of them. Hard-heartedness, go from them. I thank you, Father, that they have soft hearts, that they hear you, Lord, and are convicted of their sin, and they repent, Lord. Thank you, Father, for bringing them into your kingdom. I thank you, Lord, for restoring every one of them their health, Lord. I just praise you, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for uniting them, Lord, that all contention and strife in the midst of any of our families is gone in the name of Jesus. All faction is gone in the name of Jesus. All rejection is gone in the name of Jesus from all our families. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for delivering them out of the power of darkness and translating them into the kingdom of the Son of your love. I just thank you, Father, for giving them a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, and the eyes of their heart be enlightened to know what the hope of your calling is, Lord. Thank you, Father, for turning each and every one of them on a dime. You know just what it is, Lord, that to do, Lord. You have them in the palm of your hands, and none of us worry about them, Father. We give them to you. We put them out on the altar. We trust you explicitly with them, Father, and we will not get in our works, in our own works. We speak grace and not condemnation, Father. May our grace be seasoned with salt, Father, and we just love them, Lord. We love them first and above everything else, Lord. We love them. You in us loves them, Lord. Let that be the resounding thing that they get from us, Lord, is that you love them and that they know that it's you in us, Lord. That we deny ourselves, Lord. We don't defend ourselves with them. We don't return reviling for reviling. We just speak love. We speak nothing but the promises. We speak nothing but blessings upon them. Our families are blessed because they are in the kingdom by faith already. Because with you, Father, there is no time. You do not dwell in time. We see them. We see them in the kingdom now. Expand our imagination, Father, to see it with our eyes, to see it with our heart, to see it, to hear it with our ears, to speak it with our mouths, Lord, and that it be walked out and worked out with our works, your works, not our works, Father. And every part of our being is in agreement with that. And we are full of faith and we stand on that no matter what we see or hear. We just praise you and we thank you, Father. And we are bringing our families into the kingdom by faith. They are in the kingdom by faith. We see it. We believe it. We received it. We receive it. It is ours. It is theirs. And we just praise you and we thank you, Father, for doing this in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for pouring out your spirit upon each and every one of them, Lord. We thank you, Father, for delivering them from doctrines of demons. Father, in the name of Jesus, all addictions, whether it be substance addiction, food addiction, whatever it is, Father, they are completely delivered from all the power of the enemy. We just praise you and we thank you, Father. There's the enemy has no hold on them. He cannot keep them from coming into the kingdom because we declare and we decree it. Every one of them is in your kingdom in Jesus' mighty name. And we praise you and we thank you. Amen. Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father. We believe it's
done. Father, we thank you for the vision that you have given us of our families united with you, Father, that we would see your end for each member of our family, that we can picture our parents, Father, that we picture our spouse, and each of our children, each of our grandchildren and great grandchildren, Father, living for you, loving you, and walking in your kingdom, and that nothing has overcome. But Father, you have. We thank you that you have invited us to participate in love for each member of our family, and seeing the end that you have for them, and knowing that you have already answered our prayers. For each one of them. And it is your plan, Father, to bring about our families coming into your kingdom through the love that you have given us to give to each of our family members. Father, we also extend our love, the love that you have for us, to our brothers and sisters and their spouses and their children, nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews and great great nieces and nephews. Father, that we could see each, picture each face of each person in our family, that we could see them in your kingdom. Doesn't matter what it looks like now, Father, because we can see the end that you have given for each one of them. We receive that, and we don't accept anything other than your plan for each member of our family. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I agree with both prayers for our family. Thank you, Father, for bringing them all in. Brothers and sisters, daughters and sons, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons and great-granddaughters, and all of them, Lord, we thank you for bringing them all in. Mamas and daddies, grandmothers and grandfathers, bring them all in, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. And I know it's done because you've already told us, you just do what I want you to do. I got them in your hand, my hand. They ain't going nowhere. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Step families too, yes, glory, hallelujah. All step families, come into the kingdom. In Jesus' name. We bind all hindrances, distractions, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness off of each one of them in Jesus' name. They are free, and who is free indeed in Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
I like to pray.
Yes,
Father, we just thank you, God. You are so merciful, Lord. We cannot even fathom your mercy, God. You're so abundant in mercy, God. Just so merciful, Lord. Lord, I just want to share that last night when we were singing the song, Your Goodness is Running After, I just saw Jesus behind each of us, how he has run after us to get us to where we are now in him. And Lord, I thank you that you're not just running after us. You are chasing us down, Lord God. And you're doing that, all that we're praying for, God. You're just so merciful, God. And you're allowing your mercy to run after them, God. And to allow things to come into their lives that you're not going to move out of the way as you run after them, God. You're going to allow these things to do the work because of your great mercy, God. You know what is needed, Father, as you knew what has been needed in each of our lives, Lord. We just thank you so much, God. We thank you. It is done. We know it's done because we know what you can do. We know what you've done in our lives and what you're still doing in our lives, God. And you're going to do for them too, Father. And we thank you, Father, you're going to bring them into the truths that we know they need to come into, Father. Not just to step in the door, but God, to come into you and seek you with their whole heart, Father God, and receive the truths you have for them, God, in Jesus' name. We just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your great mercy, God. And through that mercy, we can see it done, Lord. Praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. Thank you, Father. Man, I just saw a bunch of angels. Go ahead, Joe.
Lord, thank you. We come to you all in Jesus' name. Father, I want to specifically pray for the head of the families. Father, give him grace, give him mercy, give him love and the responsibility to care for their wives, for their young ones. Lord, it's very responsible. It's just decisions they make in life and grow and family and leading with family. That's all part of you, Father. Give them grace and understanding. Let them lead, get them leading from you, Father, with your aid. Thank you, for just being our Father. We accept the responsibility as the head of our families. The order can be done with Jesus. Bless your name, all your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yeah, Geneva.
I just want to say, since we prayed, I feel so much better. Like my voice sounds better, and I haven't been coughing. Like the cough is, like, it's almost like now I have to try to cough because it's just not even coming forth. So, which I'm not trying to cough, obviously, but you know, I thank the Lord. Like I feel so much more relaxed and I feel like when I breathe now, I don't feel like this humming anymore that I was feeling. So praise you, Jesus, that quick. Thank you, Lord. Your power is real.
Thank you, Father. You got that down, don't you, Ben? Amen, brother. Glory be to God. Those are important, too. Praise God. I feel better just praying for everybody else. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Yes, Debbie.
Yeah, I've got one thing to pray for. My daughter, Gloria, I share this at a morning meeting. Asked for prayer that she's going to see the doctor, but she's believing for a good report, and that is she feels she has, or thinks she's praying against, she asked that we pray against endometriosis. And so I was talking to her again today, and she's really receiving, walking in faith and just receiving her healing. Not she has it and is being healed, but the healing that Jesus already did at the cross. And so that's awesome. And I was talking to her about that on the phone. And when I hung up and looked at my phone, it said 555. And I got right back to her and said, Gloria, after this talk we just had, Lord, just show me, you know, I told her what five stands for, grace. I said, there's grace upon grace upon grace over you right now. The Lord's got this grace upon you. And so you just walk in that. So praise the Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to, that Gloria is freed and she's not got anything. No, there's no infirmity, Lord. There's no problem, Lord God, because you healed her at the cross. Lord, help her to receive it and just praise you for it, Lord God. And I know I feel she's going to continue to go on and to see the doctor, Lord, and that I just declare a good report and that she is looking forward to that good report too, Father, and declaring it already, Lord. I pray you just increase her faith, Father God, and to receive your grace, Lord. You know how strong and powerful your grace is, Lord, for her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Cheryl says, thank you, Father. Yes, I believe it. Glory be to God. Cheryl says, they told me I could never have children. I have three boys without the help of man. She's Mary. That's Mary. Come back. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you. Ooh, boy, that was a good one. Cheryl, you still in here? Yeah, she is. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. All right, Ben, go ahead, brother.
Debbie, could you repeat that word again? Endometriosis?
Endometriosis.
Osis. Okay, I got to spell that.
Yeah, and she said, and pray that I'm not infertile. She just got married. That's another great answer prayer God did for her. I don't know if y'all know. I think I've shared before, she was 7 years with this non-believer, and God had just took away from him and put someone else in her life that she knew years ago, and he's a believer, and they're married, and she's walking the Lord so with him. And so, praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise and, God. Thank you, Jesus.
So, I pray that, we believe in that none of this is, she's totally normal. And they're going to have a child. So, he's already got four boys, though. So, but she's doing really great with it. I talked to her, and I just feel God in it all the way. It's what she's needed. It's what he knows she's needed. And so it's been good. It's been good. And so I pray they do have a child together. And I know they will. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anybody else? Let's pray for all the workers from UBM. Y'all good? Let's give them a bonus. Father God, we just pray for every worker that works for the UBM ministry. And that's all over the world. And we praise you, Father, that you have provided all the provisions they need, provided all of the the wherewithal they need to do their work and their job. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for your angels that are standing around about helping them. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that is leading them and guiding them and teaching them, Lord. And we praise you for that. We thank you, Father, that their bodies are completely healed or whatever, if there's anything wrong with them. Completely healed, and they have divine protection, healing, and great knowledge into the wisdom, into the things that they need to do for the ministry. We praise you, Father, for that, that you've got all kinds of angels around them for them to help. And I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for showing them the angels, showing them who they are and what they look like. And I thank you for doing that, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for all of our workers, in Jesus' name. All right, anybody else? I want to pray for my neighbor down here. Lord, I lift up Harvey to you. They've diagnosed him with cancer. He was a preacher back when he was in his teens. And he gave it up, he said, because of all the hypocritical preachers. And, you know, we know that he shouldn't have his eyes on other preachers. He should have his eyes on you. You're the standard. But he was brought up in the apostate religion. And Father God, I just praise you for granting repentance to him and bringing him back into the kingdom. And I praise you for that, Father, that you are working on his heart right now in Jesus' name to allow either David or myself or both of us to pray for him, for this cancer, to get it off of him in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. So he would see the wonders that you do, Lord. It's not the preachers that are at fault. It's ourselves that are at fault. And Father, I praise you and I glorify you for showing Harvey that in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, I lift up another one, the other one down here, right down at the bottom of the hill here. And I praise you, Father, for doing a mighty work in him. He was brought up a preacher. I mean, he was brought up a Baptist, became a Baptist preacher. And Father, I thank you for opening his eyes up to the truth of the gospel. And I praise you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord, and I break the power of the enemy off of him. All powers of religious spirits go from him right now in Jesus' name and open his spiritual mind to see and receive the truth of the gospel in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, for what you're doing to those two men. And Lord, I thank you that you are breaking the power of unforgiveness off of both of them. Both of them hate each other. But I'm not going to call that. Lord, I think right now that they're going to love each other from this point on, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to give them the wherewithal to forgive each other in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God for a mighty miracle in Ron and Harvey in Jesus' name. And I thank you for David down here too. And his little girl, I ask for your protection upon them, Lord, and that you're going to, David's been talking to him. David's been talking to David. And I thank you, Father, that he's going to be coming into the kingdom soon. He's real interested in some things. And, David at times goes down there and talks to him. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to bring him in and his little girl in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. There it is, Ben. There's another one. All right. Glory to God. Woo. You're busy tonight, bud. That's good. Glory to God. Anybody else? Yeah. Matter of fact, I was thinking about that earlier. There's one I've got, Lee Williams. I got it. I know. Here it is. Go ahead, Ben.
I just want to make a good confession here. Usually when I'm writing for this long, my hand starts
cramping up, and it hasn't cramped up once this whole time. So
praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for doing that for Ben, Lord. Don't never let his hand go to cramping up on him while he's writing these testimonies in Jesus' name. Or anytime in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Missy.
In the morning meeting, I brought up my brother-in-law for prayer. He was having his heartbeat wasn't right, and the doctor put a monitor on him for 2 weeks, and he's had it on a week now, my sister said, and he hasn't had any episodes the whole time. And just praise the Lord, he's not saved yet, but I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that he's not going to have any episodes the rest of the time, and he's going to know that it's you, Lord. He's going to know that it's you, and you're going to, I thank you for drawing him to yourself and bringing him into the kingdom, bringing him to repentance and belief in you, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Geneva, you look great, girl. All right. Anybody else? Stephen, I wanted to tell you, it's good to see you, brother.
They see you all too.
Yeah. Glory to God. Has it gotten cold up here yet?
It snowed yesterday a little bit. It was thick, but
oh,
not real cold.
Help me, Jesus. Oh, well, it got cold here today. It got down to 20 this morning.
Oh, wow. That's cold.
Yeah, there. That's cold. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Oh, is that Marissa? Oh, okay, Marissa. I'm sorry. You look good too, girl. Go ahead, Vanita.
A friend that I used to work with, and he lives in Goodrich here. He had some bout of cancer last year, and it had gone into remission, but it's evidently the numbers. He said yesterday the numbers are starting to not look good again, so he's got to go back in. And I told him, well, we don't accept that report. And he goes to the Methodist church here. And so I just told him we'd pray today, and I just wanted to take command over that cancer, Lord. We just command that enemy out of him, that infirmity out of him, Lord. And his numbers are just going to turn around, and it's just going to be a miracle, and he can praise God for it, Lord. And we just thank you for the work you're going to do in there, bringing him out of apostasy, Lord, and bringing him into the truth through this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, amen. We believe it. Looking for the good testimony, too. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Write it down, Ben. It's going to be a good report.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Y'all want to hear a good praise song by a man that stands in one place, doesn't move his head much, but he gets the whole church rocking. You all know what? He's very stoic, but boy, he's got a voice, and he moves the crowd. Okay, we're going to. Is that unless anybody else got another prayer they want to pray before we get started here? Yeah, Debbie.
Yeah, I've got one thing. I know the Lord wants me to humble myself and just do this, but did I step out of bounds in things I shared about my daughter earlier? No.
Yeah, you shared them.
Did I step out of bounds in what I shared?
No.
Okay. So pray for me that I will get over this always. When I share something or even pray, I have to go to the Lord and say, oh Lord, you know, hope they receive what I prayed, hope I didn't say anything wrong or pray anything wrong. And I go through this a lot, and I just want that to go.
Okay.
I just want that to go. I don't know how else to put it, but.
Okay, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Debbie to you. I thank you, Father, for giving her clarity of thought before she opens her mouth to speak. I thank you, Father, that you've already started that. You're giving it to her, and she's walking in it right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for great clarity of thought and thinking things that through before she starts speaking. And I praise you for doing that for all of us in Jesus' name. And I receive it, and I hope she does too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Missy.
I just bind up and cast down the accuser that's coming against Debbie in the name of Jesus. Yes. Condemnation.
Amen.
We command you off her. There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made Debbie free from the law of sin and of death. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, that she is delivered, and we forbid these spirits of condemnation, accusing spirits, to be upon her and help her to recognize it, Father, and not receive it in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord, for
thank
her
you, Father.
Set free from this once and for all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
yes. Thank you, amen. God. Thank you.
For
praise
all
Lord.
Of us. Yes.
Praise
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Everyone. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, y'all get ready. This is going to blow your socks off. Well, he's hung up in times. This now, Lord, I know.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. 'Cause I know Jesus after a while. Trouble in my way, after cry sometimes. So I lay awake at night, but that's all right, 'cause I know Jesus after a while. Let me say it again. Trouble, have to cry sometime. I've got trouble, it makes me cry sometime. I lay awake. But that's all right, 'cause I know Jesus. 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 I know you will. I wonder. I just wonder. Is there anybody here that know he will? I need somebody that know he will. Anybody here that know God will? Talking about a doctor in a sick room. fix it. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. My God can fix it. See, I thought my God was limited. I could give him my headache. I could give him my stomach ache. But he, I found out, my God can do anything. Anything you need. I know he will. I know he will. I know God will. Really, I know he did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. When I was standing at the crossroads in my life, standing there just wondering which way should I go. Had trouble on my left side, trouble on my right, and I couldn't go forward. I had mountains in my way, but the one thing you just gotta fix it for me. I know you will. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. I know he will.
I'll tell you, he can get him shaking, but he just don't hurt. I bet he ain't moved a half a foot. He's very stoic, but he sings some great songs. I love the guy, as you can tell. Okay. Well, that's done it for tonight, but just keep on believing that everything we prayed, thanking God for it, and it's happening. And we'll have more testimonies Thursday night. Praise God. All right. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful night. We thank you, Father, for answering every prayer that we prayed tonight, because every one of us are believers. And when one put 10, would put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000, and I don't know how many of these people, just multiplied multiplicities of enemies on the run in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Good night, y'all. Praise God.